Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Federal investigators are looking into two cases in which mental health patients were neglected at a Veterans Affairs facility in Brockton. In one case, a veteran admitted in 2003 didn't have a comprehensive psychiatric evaluation until 2011, 8 years later. In the other case, a veteran who lived at the facility for 8 years had just one psychiatric note in his chart for that entire time. For more, we turn this morning to David Farrell, the Veteran Services Officer for the City of Brockton. Good morning, Mr. Farrell, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
So what do you make of this?
Well, you know, it's the natural kind of bureaucratic knee-jerk to national news stories. I mean, you get a lot of darts thrown at the board, and some of them stick, some of them don't. My personal reaction is I've been very pleased with the VA healthcare facility here in the Brockton area, as well as the larger, you know, five-unit construct of Boston VA medical system. The psychiatric unit has performed admirably from where I sit. I've had some conversations with caseworkers and others there at the VA over the last 5 years or so, and I've always been, you know, very impressed by the professionalism and their motivations to assist veterans who need psychiatric care.
So from your point of view, these problems are not widespread at the Brockton facility?
That's correct.
And what makes you say that?
Well, as I say, over the last 5 years, I've had periodic contact with individuals who were in the psychiatric unit or were in outpatient care there, and I've been impressed by the VA's concern for their well-being psychologically, and I've had no complaints. That's not to say that people would come to me with a complaint. I'm not in a kind of a you know, I'm not in a circle that would have any sort of, you know, input to psychiatric care there. But as I say, that's my general impression over the last 5 years dealing with the VA psychiatric units.
Are you then worried that there might be an overreaction to this report about the Brockton facility?
Yes, I am.
In what way?
Well, I think that generally speaking, there's a lot of attention, you know, due to what's taken place in the other facilities, you know, I'm thinking of Phoenix right now in the country, where maybe the motivations for the administrative care of veterans have been left to those who don't have the veterans' needs, you know, foremost in their minds. And this has led to some, you know, shoddiness of veterans' care. I think that there's a reaction out there right now that is drawing, you know, trying to pinpoint places around the country where there are problems. And I don't doubt that, I'm not saying that the VA healthcare system isn't without criticism, but I haven't come across any institution created by men that isn't without criticism. So I just think that they're being kind of targeted right now, because up to now there's been no complaint of the VA healthcare system in the Boston area. You know, and I just kind of see this as that.
David Farrell, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
Anytime.